This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
Hello, I'm Greg Miles, editor of the Global Week Ahead podcast. Today, we look at the outlook for China's economy, Fed Chair Janet Yellen's upcoming testimony before Congress, and next week's earnings announcements. With me here to talk about that is a special guest. He's Marty Shenker, senior executive editor at Bloomberg News in New York. Marty, welcome.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Marty, as you know, China, the world's second largest economy, will report numbers for economic growth for the second quarter in the coming week. All this as the nation's leaders try to contain a drastic decline in the equities markets. What are the second quarter numbers, you know, likely to tell us?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that the second quarter ends in June, and both exports and growth will be reported from the period before the Chinese stock market meltdown and other financial distress that hit the Chinese economy. So it's really not going to tell us how those events affected China, but it will tell us where China stood before those cataclysmic events took place. So it'll be really interesting to see where it stands.
And, of course, those numbers are forecast to be among the slowest in several years in terms of economic growth. We're going to see more aggressive financial and economic measures by the communist leadership. And are they going to work?
And that is the question of the moment, because China's markets have rebounded and strengthened towards the end of this week. And it'll be really interesting to see whether that Chinese economy was strengthening or weakening before those things took place. So China has lots of tools. They've got a lot of money that they can throw at this problem, and they show no hesitation about doing that.
Now, of course, what's going on in China could affect U.S. monetary policy if it threatens to affect the U.S. economy over the long term. And Fed Chair Janet Yellen, she's going to give her semi-annual testimony to the U.S. Senate and House in the coming week. What are you most interested in hearing from the chairman?
Well, as you know, Greg, Janet Yellen is giving a speech to Friday, and then she's going to follow up with her semi-annual testimony to Congress. Actually, she's speaking to the House first this time, and then the Senate. And we'll see what kind of clues she's going to give or willing to give Congress on liftoff, the term we use for when the Fed will finally raise interest rates. A lot of people are betting that Greece and China may actually keep her from raising rates this year, but we're looking for any clues to what her thoughts are.
And, of course, given what's going on in China and Greece and in Europe, it's fair to say that she's likely to get a lot of questions from the congressmen and senators about those two regions of the world.
Absolutely true. And as the Open Market Committee minutes said this week, they were concerned about Greece. That was before China actually took place. And now they have another thing to worry about.
Okay. Last, we're going to get earnings announcements from many of America's biggest names in the coming week, including J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, GE, Google. I say those are pretty big, Marty.
Are good.
What should we expect?
Well, I think from the bank side, the major banks probably did better than a lot of people forecast because of the bond market volatility caused by Greece and then China. Because as many of you know, the banks make money on volatility. So they probably did a lot better on the trading side than some people are forecasting.
Okay, and of course, it's interesting that the bank stocks as a group have actually outperformed the S&P 500 thus far this year, but still that performance is not all that compelling, you know, when you look at the fact that the S&P is virtually flat. Well, Marty, as always, many thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Greg.
Well, that was Marty Shenker, senior executive editor at Bloomberg News in New York. Well, we got to go. You can find the full print version of our Week Ahead on our Bloomberg Terminal at our top worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week, our podcasts. They're also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright Bloomberg LP.